The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
It is 36 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome to Bob Burney Live. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483, and we're going to head to the phones. I've got Mark in Columbus on the line. Mark, welcome. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hi, Bob. How you doing?
Mark, I am blessed. How are you today?
Amen, brother. Hey, I'm good. First of all, you know, you were talking about the immigrants, the illegal immigrant situation, the border situation.
Uh-huh.
And I had, that's terrible. Wow. I told your call screener that I wanted to talk about that. So that's what I have to say. That's terrible.
4,000% increase in unaccompanied minors, quote, many of whom are simply being abandoned after being placed across the border.
Yeah.
Agents apprehended 979 unaccompanied minors in May of last year. All right, 979 May of last year. This year, 40,078 unaccompanied children.
My gosh.
In May of this year, and yet the White House still refuses to call it a crisis. The vice president, who has been given the responsibility to deal with this, has not yet visited the border, nor held one single press conference to deal with it in over 2 months.
I can't imagine that magnitude of ineptitude. I have to put it at the feet of they're being used as tools. That's all I can come up with, because I'll grant you, you know, Trump did a wonderful job of bringing the economy back until COVID, but I put the two together on the debate stage, and man, even then you could see that Biden was failing pretty badly, with his mind and everything. But at this point, and he's got advisors, he's got people that can tell him what to do. But I just can't imagine that this is the result of ineptitude. I mean,
and the strange thing, Mark, is Vice President Harris has said repeatedly, the problem is what's going on in the countries where these people are coming from. Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador. These countries are high in crime, and these people are escaping, blah, 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 blah. And so the answer is not to build a wall. The answer is to help these countries deal with the crime, the poverty, and so forth. Well, guess what, Mark? The murder rate in major American cities are higher than Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. Baltimore has a higher murder rate than Guatemala, Honduras, or El Salvador. St. Louis, Missouri has a higher murder rate than Guatemala, Honduras, or El Salvador. Chicago has a higher murder rate than most of these Central American countries. So we really believe that these people are escaping to come to America. Well, if they go to a Democrat-led city,
heaven, God help them.
Yeah.
And that's what we got to pray for, this whole situation, that somehow it gets turned around, because I'd much rather see us help the countries that they're coming from, help our cities, you know, to get rid of that murder rate and everything else, and help the countries that they're coming from, instead of just giving them money. Send somebody down to make sure the money goes where it needs to go.
Yeah, well.
Hey, can I tell you something real quick?
Yeah, though? Sure. Go ahead.
And the real reason I called, I hate to say that, because I told your college screener.
You have been found out, Mark.
Yeah, well, so don't stop me if you've heard this before. But there was an older woman. Now, she had lost her husband, but they had raised three boys. And, you know, as it often happens, and I'm adding a little bit, you know, those boys, man, they were expensive to raise, and they didn't have much money left, you know. So so the boys, though, they did really well, and they thought, as mom got older, they would help her out, you know. And so the first boy, he thought, man, mom, she's got that old rickety car. I'm going to buy her a brand new sports car. And then the second boy, he said, you know what? That old house she lives in, that little old house, I'm going to buy her a big new house, and it's going to be great. The third boy, he said, well, she loves to read the Bible, but her eyes are getting to the point where she can hardly see the print. So I'm going to buy her a trained parrot that can read the Bible, that it has the Bible memorized, and she can ask it, and it'll tell her what the Bible says. Well, then they all came over for her birthday, and she said to the first son, she said, son, I love you, and I appreciate what you've done, but I just can't handle this little car. This sports car is too little. And she said, now the second son, she said, oh, my son, I just really appreciate this house, but it's just too big. I don't need a big house like this. And then she looked over at her third son. She smiled and said, son, I just really appreciate that bird you gave me. I roasted that chicken yesterday, and it was just delicious.
Wah, wah, wah. Okay. Oh, Mark. You're hopeless. You know that?
Chicken, Bob. Chicken. You get it?
I get it. All right, Mark. Thanks for lightening our day.
You betcha. I'll see you.
Bye. Say goodbye. Oh, yes. I love my audience. I do. No, I really do. Okay, this thing at the border, though, just imagine the outrage in Congress. Imagine the outrage in the news media. Imagine the outrage in the general population of America if under President Trump we would see a 4,000% increase in unaccompanied children. Now, I don't need to explain that, do I? These are kids without parents. These are kids. They call them a coyote. They're a human smuggler. Are paid to get these kids into America, and then they're just dumped. Several of them have died, and they're just dumped. What is humane about that? And yet the current administration just refuses to even admit the severity of the problem. It continues to get worse. All right, enough of that. We'll move on. Something interesting with Dr. Fauci. Maybe we'll get into that. I don't know. Yeah, we might get into that. I don't know. I still have several stories that I wanted to share with you today. During the break, I'll prioritize Then we'll be back and wrap things up.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, I am shocked and pleasantly surprised. I just mentioned to you that the mainstream media is basically ignoring what's going on down at the border. And I wondered how long they could do that when it's so obvious we have a terrible, terrible crisis. Now, I've talked about the humanitarian crisis, the unaccompanied children, the illegal migrants jumping up 700%, 4,000%, et cetera, et cetera. I didn't even deal with the drug cartels, the illegal weapons coming across. Didn't even deal with that. Well, believe it or not, NBC News is going to feature a special report tonight on the NBC Nightly News at 6:30 p.m. about the gang members and human smugglers linked to drug cartels that are bringing people into America. Quote, exclusive, human smugglers with links to cartels operate on Facebook in plain sight, a new report alleges. Yeah, people are in very desperate, vulnerable situations, commingling with people that are parts of organized criminal network coming into this country and so on. So NBC is at least going to expose a portion of the crisis at the border. Will they dare to compare how things are happening now compared to the previous presidential administration? Don't hold your breath. No, don't hold your breath. This is interesting. Fauci is getting feisty. Yeah. The darling of the media, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the world's foremost authority on epidemiology and so forth, the single highest paid government employee in America. Yeah, you know that, right, Dr. Anthony Fauci? Single highest paid government employee in America. Yep. All alone, he sits all alone at the top as the highest paid employee in the entire country. And he has absolutely loved being on this program, that program, being on the news. He has really enjoyed testifying before Congress, even with some conservative Republicans challenging him. He really enjoyed it. He's not enjoying it so much because things are turning. With this revelation that the possibility that COVID-19 did not come from animals accidentally and naturally out of China, but possibly a genetically created virus created in the lab for biological warfare and then either intentionally or accidentally leaked from the lab in Wuhan, China, as long as the mainstream media and the general population thought that was a crazy, wild-eyed conspiracy theory only believed by Donald Trump and his kooky supporters, Anthony Fauci was riding high. But now that we have even liberal Democrats saying, you know what, this is a very real possibility, and we've got to look into this. And not only that, were we actually giving them money to do this? Did our federal government actually give money to this laboratory in Wuhan? And was Dr. Anthony Fauci actually involved in giving this money? Is it possible that America partially paid for this virus that has killed hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people? Well, things have changed for Dr. Anthony Fauci, and he is now in the hot seat because there is now very credible evidence that Fauci knew what was going on. And yes, the government department that he was the head of actually funneled money to this lab. And yes, our American tax dollars may have at least partially paid for this virus. So Fauci has gotten feisty. He appeared on Meet the Press over the weekend with Chuck Todd. And Chuck Todd pressed him a little bit, and Dr. Fauci got angry. He said, quote, "It's very dangerous, Chuck, because a lot of what you're seeing as attacks on me are attacks on science. Because all of the things I have spoken about from the very beginning have been fundamentally based on science." So in other words, he said, "I am infallible. I speak for science. If you attack me, you attack science." It's like, remember Spock and his mind melds? Remember that in Star Trek? Spock would put his hands on somebody's head and they would have a mind meld where their minds, the two minds became one. It was a mind meld. It was as if Dr. Fauci has had a mind meld with science. And he is science. If you attack me, you attack science. Methinks Dr. Fauci is getting a little frightened. There are some people talking about prosecution. Will that happen? I doubt it, but like I said, Dr. Fauci is getting a little feisty. Hey, folks, thanks for joining me. But please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.